This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fire.
Okay, so
ring.
A little update for you. If you listen to the show, or maybe you missed that segment, it's okay if you did. We're talking about it in the same segment, because we did this right at the end of the show a few weeks ago. I was talking about an area university, and I didn't say which one, that the kids on campus, and we're talking about like entire sports teams that are coming to Jesus. I'm using that phrase literally, not as a metaphor, as people often do. As that segment was airing, Ethan Hannaford, who is our, I guess you're our producer. You're the closest thing I have to a producer.
Just kind of a little bit of everything.
You're just around.
They just throw me everywhere.
You do our podcast, which yep. I'm very thankful for. You were listening to me talk about that. And when I got done with the segment, you're like, oh, dude, what university were you talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, I never said in that segment, because I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to. Because, again, the point of what's happening is that it's not some sort of like media event.
Right. I kind of just totally ignored that part.
Yeah.
Like, no, just tell me.
You're like, tell me. Well, fine. But the point being, and I think we established this, that they're not seeking publicity. So I feel okay talking about it because it's a lot of people. You know, this is a cool thing that's happening. And I want to share that. It's at McKendree University in Illinois. And you said, oh, okay, because you thought I was talking about a different university mm-hmm. where you're like, hey, the same thing's happening. And I'm like, dude, we got to talk about it then. So what university were you thinking I was talking about?
Yeah, so when we originally brought it up, I was like, oh, man, is it Lindenwood? It has to be Lindenwood, right? And so I was actually even more excited when you mentioned that it wasn't, because I have known about what has been happening on their campus now for a while. And then to hear that it was going on somewhere else was honestly even cooler.
Yeah, and I was happy in the same direction. You're like, oh, we're not talking about the same place. God's on the move. So what is he, kind of like a broad overview of what's happening on the campus of Lindenwood.
Right. So I'm not entirely sure what McKendree's revival has looked like specifically.
I don't either, to be honest with you.
But what I will say is that it has been cool over the last couple of years to see Lindenwood's revival slowly continue to grow. I started my time at Lindenwood. I spent my junior and senior years at Lindenwood, which that would have been the fall of 2021. I was an RA in one of the freshman dorms.
Okay.
Lindenwood is 75% of the students that live on campus are athletes at Lindenwood.
Oh.
So a very large number of students there are student athletes. So you're constantly around, football players, basketball players,
baseball,
hockey.
Because you were on campus, because you were an RA.
Yeah, so you're constantly seeing these kids. And obviously, you know, college freshmen or some of the, I mean, talk about an opportunity to just share so much influence with kids, because they're starting to just figure out who they are and what they believe, and they're on their own for the first time. So
look, that's the reason why campuses have become indoctrination centers.
Totally.
Is because you have pliable minds, and they're like, oh, have you considered this? Have you considered all these crazy theories? Get away from the original ones. And now people are like, I feel pretty lost. Like, this is pretty dark. And so now we're seeing some amazing things that, again, I don't necessarily have any personal connection to, but I just keep hearing, so I love hearing about them.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a couple of years ago, then it started really just hearing about, or I wouldn't say hearing, I would say being a part of more so being able to encourage and push these kids and share the gospel with them. And it wasn't long before I started getting involved as a broadcasting major with the Lindenwood football team. I started traveling with the team and was able to start witnessing just the atmosphere that the coaching staff had built around that team. A lot of their the foundations and principles that they were built upon. The head coach there, Jed Stugart, not afraid to hide anything.
That's awesome.
And it wasn't long before it was very clear that the team, and like I said, I started broadcasting a portion into the year, so it wasn't like I had seen this and knew this going in. It wasn't long before I was able to recognize, oh wow, this team is bought in on this. This is actually really cool. Just the love that these guys had for each other. And it was built upon something greater. So I was able to witness that a little bit from a distance, but also in a unique way to where I was a broadcaster. I was a part of some of those behind-the-scenes team meetings, right, and things like that. And that's where it all started. And then, so I attend a church not too far from Lindenwood, Matthias Lott Church, and their pastor started getting involved with a lot of these guys on the side, from guys that go to their church, and he started a Bible study with some of the athletes, some of the football players on the team. They call it the Foxhole, and now there are, last time I checked, up to 40 or 50 every week football players that meet at this pastor's house. Bible studies that are being led by this pastor together with players. Guys have been saved. I mean, it has been so cool over the last couple of years to see it grow from, yeah, we're at six or seven, to now it just continues to grow. And now it's a third of the team.
Man, that's great. I mean, people are hungry. I love what you said about the coach just not caring, because that's what it takes now. There's been a long time, I think, in my lifetime where people were like, you know what, it's my faith, but I don't want to tread on anybody else. That's totally fine and respectful, but the nature of the faith is that you're supposed to talk to people, right, about it. And it doesn't mean you have to force anybody to do anything. It just means that being bold is basically central to being a Christian.
Absolutely. And I will say this, and you talk about the nature of the faith, the point of the faith, right, is to love. And they break down every single huddle, every single practice. Coach Stugart saying, what is our job as coaches? And the players say, to love us. And then he says, what is your job as players? And they say, to love each other.
Man, that's
so
neat.
Everything is built around that principle that Christianity is built upon. So that's one of the really cool things I've been able to witness. It's not only the football team. I was just able to talk to a couple of the girls that did live in my hall when I was an RA, and just catching up with them. How are things going on the softball team? Same exact thing.
Oh,
girls are getting saved. There's been total revival. I've been told about Bible studies now that are going on, being led by players on teams, going on with the baseball team. I believe it was, I want to say soccer, women's lacrosse. There's multiple sports where there is just clear movement of people stepping up into leadership, players on teams stepping up. And it's just been so encouraging to hear and, one, be able to witness some of that. Like I said, this is stretched out for a few years now, where I've seen some of it continue to grow and some of it's a little bit newer. But also knowing that, well, my time at Lindenwood as a student is now done. But knowing that things are continuing to move has been really cool.
Yeah, because anytime I hear the word revival, I'm always a little nervous that it's like a flash in the pan,
right,
type of thing. I like seeing things go. You know, discipleship is not quick. You know, it takes a
totally
long time. And What are you, about 24, 5?
23.
23. Okay, so I'm not quite double your age, but I'm in my early 40s.
Okay.
So when I was in college, I also became a Christian in college, but I was at SIU Carbondale. Mm-hmm. And I remember the pastor of that church at the time, who was not quite double my age at that moment, saying that when he was in college, which would have been like the late 70s, everybody had a pretty good understanding of Christian doctrine, even if they weren't Christians.
Right.
And this is a cultural thing that he's saying had shifted by the time I was in the early 2000s there. He said at that point, he said it was not so, that most people at that point really didn't have a strong understanding of what Christianity was.
Right.
So I'm curious to ask you at this point, now, you know, 20 years later, mm-hmm. roughly, when people are introduced to this concept of Christianity, of who Jesus is, what did he do? I mean, just the basics. Is it brand new information to a lot of people at this point?
I think that more than anything, what is brand new, and I think that people just have their built-up connotations as to what Christianity is.
Sure.
And and like we mentioned, when you start college, you're on your own, probably for the first time in your life. You're starting off something new. Your identity is no longer really built into what your parents made it. It's starting to figure out who you are. And I think that, you know, once you get, at least, you know, for some people, it's sooner than others. But I think everyone at some point has a little bit of like, what is life now? You know, I think so much of the buildup and the excitement for a lot of today's culture is, oh, college, I'm on my own, I'm going to go party, I'm going to go live my life, I'm going to have a good time. And then I've seen it to where people have that reaction of, this isn't everything that I thought it was going
to
be.
That's interesting. It's almost like you get into the burnout phase quicker. Because when I was in school, and maybe even before, I remember people thinking, oh, I'd already tried the religion stuff when I was littler or when I was in high school. Now, this is my chance to do all that.
Right.
And it was like, it took a while, though, for all of that, like, kind of nuts, hedonistic living to catch up with you. It was like it took years before you saw the consequences. It almost sounds like what you're saying is they're realizing the consequences quicker.
Sure.
Now.
I think, yeah, I think that I would agree with that. I think that the big part of that is that when you're growing up in the faith, not that it's always like this, but a lot of it, at least for me growing up, was I'm going to go to church first and foremost because my parents go to church and I'm going to go with them. It was just, it wasn't up for argument or conversation. So when you have the choice and you're actually, who is Jesus brought up to you and what he actually did for you, when that question is brought up, when people finally, I think it clicks for them and seeing like, wow, like this is a broken, darkened world, or I've done like broken, messed up things, saying like, is there more to life than partying and
that's,
doing what I'm doing?
That's where you ask those questions.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where those things click. And that's where I've seen it click. So I think more so than anything, it's people not being able to truly grasp how much they need a savior and recognize that what Jesus really is. Because so much growing up, and even like you said, that, you know, the world is connotated is that, oh, Christians are...
And it's just rules.
This,
it's just rules,
right,
rules, rules.
And there's just, they come from a, I'm a greater than you, I'm better than you, or I'm holier than you. And that's not what it is at all. And so I think more than anything, it's saying, hey, this is truly what this is. Like, and blocking out all that outside noise, or, you know, straightening things up, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, the message is so simple when it gets down to it, that this guy did this for you because he loves you.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, very basic. And I mean, it does my heart good. It's one of the reasons I said, hey, you got to come in and talk about this. It's because we talk about so much negative. I mean, part of our job is basically to point at things and complain, you know, like that's part of what we're supposed to do. And part of that is salt. It's not light. It's salt. You're throwing salt on things and going, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We can't go there. We can't do this. But that means we also need light, you know? We've got to talk about the good stuff that's happening, too. So I just appreciate you being willing to come in and talk about this. Zipper Zeppa was on a couple weeks ago. He's doing some really cool stuff. And I said the same thing to him. I said, when the world gets darker and darker, the light really doesn't even need to shine brighter. It just looks brighter.
Yeah, totally.
It's the same as it was, but the world is just that much darker. And I think that's where we are. And so that light, that little bit of light, man, you may not have, you feel like you have much of it, but you're shining brighter than you ever have simply because of your surroundings. Mm. So, Ethan, I just appreciate it. Thanks for coming in here right at the end of the show. I wanted to kind of update on that. It was close to a month ago now, but I appreciate you making some time.
Thanks for squeezing me in.
Yeah, this is Wiggins America. Of course, you can always get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America. I always say wherever you get your podcast, but really, you can just type in Wiggins America in a search engine, and it'll come up. It's really that easy. So check it out. We'll see you next week.
The ring of fire. The taste. Of love is sweet. When hearts like ours meet, I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild.
Wiggins America.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.